Chapter 14, Quiet Courage. Faith is knowledge within the heart, beyond the reach of proof. Khalil Gibran. Although there are many possible technical excuses for failure, it is a lack of what I call quiet courage that often precedes a downfall. What is quiet courage? Quiet courage is unadorned action, and it is the opposite of procrastination. A lack of quiet courage incites an error of omission. Quiet courage resides deep inside and causes one to buck up to do what needs to be done, whether one wants to or not. Founded on internal fortitude, it is made real by self-discipline. Understanding the quiet courage concept is, as usual, just a matter of digging a little deeper. Here are some demonstrations of quiet courage. Facing a misbehaving child in the evening with the same fairness and respect that was given to the child in the morning when the parent was fresh and far less tired. Going to work on a day when one just doesn't want to go to work. Facing up to a dead-end situation and taking action to address it once and for all. Exercising on a regular basis. Taking on a long-term frustrating project, finding it even more draining than what was expected, but carrying on to finish anyway. Walking away from an argument with someone who is unreasonable. Living up to an agreement when it is more convenient to make excuses not to. Taking extra time to train an employee when things are busy. Making an organizational change when sitting still would be more acceptable to everyone else around you. Taking the time to create a strategic objective and a set of general operating principles, not to mention starting to put together a collection of working procedures. The quiet courage scenarios that escape notice are in contrast to the occasional overt courageous acts that earn instant recognition, such as challenging the boss with a delicate subject, approaching a neighbor with a legitimate but inflammatory complaint, or removing the delinquent young adult from the house. Don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan of overt courageous acts, the more the better. But never underestimate the damage caused by chronic under-the-radar avoidance and procrastination. Steady doses of quiet, unassuming courage, combined with a step-by-step system improvement methodology, will take you where you want to go. You can't measure negative events that never happen. Problems that will never happen can't sap your time and energy. They can't hold you back. Therefore, problems that will never occur have tangible value. But how can we measure future problems that won't happen? Problems we can prevent before they can become reality. The answer is, it can't be done. Measurement and stark objectivity are important, but an inability to measure should not stymie efforts to invest resources. This is where one must summon common sense and courage. Here is an example of action based on, and in spite of, something that was immeasurable. At Centratel, the staff wage scale is close to 100% higher than our competitors. How do we measure whether this elevated pay scale is a smart thing to do? The answer is we don't measure it because we can't measure it. Too many variables and too much subjectivity preclude analysis. Instead, we pay high wages because we have enough quiet courage to invest the extra cost. At the beginning, it was tough to take this expensive subjective stance when a hard objective statistic, the total payroll dollars we paid out every 2 weeks, screamed for lower wages. An escalating payroll is easy to measure. But the benefits of the additional expenditure are impossible to pin down in hard numbers. For instance, our high wages engender low staff turnover, which means less hiring and training. In dollars and cents, how does one measure the savings of the training costs that don't happen? Additionally, because of our superior quality staff, some quantity of error won't ever occur. How do we measure that? And how does one gauge the value of customers not lost due to the poor quality that didn't occur? How many customers remain with us today who otherwise would have gone elsewhere? So we invest time and money to prevent immeasurable negative events that won't happen and to foster equally immeasurable positive events that will happen. This is quiet courage. Yes, when it is possible and appropriate, we should measure. But just because a future condition is immeasurable doesn't mean action should not be taken. Procrastination is the evil one. At Centratel and at home, the quiet courage posture is easy for me because it aligns with the rest of the work the system philosophy. It's a learned habit ingrained by simple Pavlovian positive reinforcement. It works, so I do it. When Centratel was just moments away from collapse, finding the wherewithal to summon up quiet, not-so-quiet courage was not a problem because there was a gun to my head. The loss of everything was a vision just in front of my face, and I exhibited the same visceral protective reaction I would display if someone were pushing me toward the edge of a cliff. As Henry Ford put it, the greatest inspiration is often born of desperation. But without the presence of a gun-to-the-head motivator, and when making excuses is enticing, I can see that quiet courage's number one nemesis, procrastination, is at work once again. The antidote is the point-of-sale action posture. We'll talk about that in the next chapter. Here are two cognitive strategies for when the internal battle rages. The first strategy is to rise above it and visualize laziness as an object, something tangible that is outside of you. Once the mechanical laziness is observed, most often it is temporary indolence cloaked by some lame excuse such as, I'm too busy right now, or I'm too tired, just ignore the external seduction and get moving without a second thought. The second strategy to use as the excuses line themselves up is to ask, why am I lacking quiet courage at this moment? Why am I being a sissy? It's a bit of twisted psychology that rattles the cage and causes a passionate reaction. Of all human failures, perhaps cowardice is the most abhorred. Procrastination, that is, the lack of quiet courage, will ruin your life if you let it. Illustration: you will begin now. Here is a real-time, outside and slightly elevated exercise. It's about what is happening right now. Here, you are the story. Anyone can read a book, but it's a courageous act to shift in a new direction. Clearly, because you have read this far, implementing the Work the System methodology is a new life trajectory you are considering. How do you get to the point of actually beginning the process without relegating it to a future date when spare time is available? Here's how. Stop listening. Yes, right now, this second. Find a blank piece of paper and write strategic objective at the top. Do it. Now, place the paper in a location where you will easily find it later. Congratulations, your pilgrimage has begun. My bet is you will get back to your titled paper sooner rather than later. Why? Because you have begun, and beginning is the hardest part.